I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. 1 million dead and wounded soldiers. Well, that sobering figure was enough to steer attention in Britain away from their Brexit crisis. The UK observed 2 minutes of silence this morning to mark the exact moment 100 years ago that soldiers climbed out of their trenches at the start of one of the bloodiest battles in history, the Battle of the Somme in France in World War I.
Hell let loose, brother. Hell let loose.
That's an archival recording of one survivor. We'll hear more in just a minute. It was hell, and it traumatized Britain. A little background to the battle. Britain and its allies were at war with Germany, and the Somme was the first major assault by Britain in the war. It was a disaster. On the first day, a century ago today, nearly 60,000 men were killed or wounded. This was the commemoration today.
God's order! Royal salute! Britain! Ah!
That's The Last Post, the British version of Taps. And the soldiers? All gone now. But in the 1960s, the Imperial War Museum recorded the voices of as many survivors of the Somme as they could find.
There was nothing but brown earth, shell holes, and death. Nothing else.
There was guns, rifles, everything was going off at the same time, and people shouting and hollering, and some poor beggars you could hear that were wounded were crying for help. And oh,
that whole wood was lined with machine guns from one end to the other. The company went over 230 strong, and only 11 survived. It was ridiculous.
It was tough, too, for the men who had to bury the dead in giant pits behind the front lines.
And the poor beggars rolled down to the bottom of this. We sprung to attention, turned about, and went and got some more. And we did that till we cleared the ground of all these poor fellas. And that's where they're buried, in the bottom there. I can see them now. Oh dear. Fancy soldier crying. God rest their souls.
The World's One Man History Desk, Chris Wolfe is here. Chris, I really only have one question. What went wrong at the Battle of the Somme?
Well, pretty much anything that could go wrong did go wrong, Marco, starting with, you know, the strategic conception of the whole affair. It's almost as if the generals didn't really know what they were doing. Some historians give them some credit and say the whole nature of warfare had changed and all their assumptions were just wrong. But on the other hand, they had 2 years of experience to build on and previous wars to build on, and they still made some pretty dreadful mistakes.
Was this basically hand-to-hand combat and then a whole bunch of new technology introduced? Is that what caught people off guard?
It's more like you're talking massive industrial-scale warfare. You know, you've got the entire nation providing shells. Artillery is the queen of the battlefield. And the artillery preparation was one of the things that went wrong. The Brits had hoped to destroy all the German bunkers and they would just walk through. And sadly, that wasn't the case. The artillery didn't even cut the barbed wire in front of the German trenches. The artillery lifted too soon, so the Germans were able to rush out of their underground bunkers and man their machine gun nests before the British even had a chance to get across no man's land, or in some cases even get out of the trenches. And the scale is just horrific. It's too many to believe. I mean, if you think about it, the number of men involved on the British side was about the same as the entire Allied force that landed on D-Day, about 140,000, 150,000 men. And it really makes D-Day, I can't say put look like a picnic, that's disparaging D-Day, but the Allies lost about 10,000 men on D-Day. We're talking here 60,000. That's a casualty rate of 40 to 45%. And
that's
some units, it was 90%.
Chris, it's interesting. I mean, we've spoken so many times about history and about war and about battles, and yet I hear in your voice something that's very emotive about this particular one. When you've commemorated the Battle of the Somme in Great Britain in the past, what goes through your mind on this day?
It's everything from sadness at the loss and respect for the men who just went over the top regardless, and then anger at the futility of it all. I mean, after 4.5 months of battle, in some sectors the British had advanced 5 miles. In other places they hadn't advanced at all. You know, and this colossal, useless waste of human life. And, you know, revisionist historians are saying the generals did the best that they could. But I don't think that that's true. I mean, like, when I was in the army, you learnt fire and manoeuvre tactics, which is basically you don't move anywhere unless you've got covering fire. It's kind of, you know,
basic stuff.
Basic stuff. And they knew that at the time. That's how the regular army had trained. That's how a lot of the soldiers had trained. But they decided all the new volunteers were just not disciplined or not organized enough to do that. So they just said, get up and walk. And you think that callous disregard, it's like opting for a human wave tactic when you know that's going to cause a horrendous loss of life. That's just a callous decision that was made, and they could have done a lot better than that.
The World's One Man History Desk, Chris Wolf, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco.